有一段我们把它复习一下，就是十灾。摩西跟法老一直在争执，要把以色列人带出来。这一段过程哈，有一些教训，我们再把它复习一下。我们看五章一节二节。
Let's turn to chapter 5:2.
摩西、亚伦对法老说：“主以色列神这样说，容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。”第二节，五章第二节。
Verse 2.
法老说：“主是谁，使我听他的话入以色列人？”容以色列人去呢，我也不认识神，也不容以色列人去啊。这是第一次摩西亚伦要争取让以色列人离开。
This is the first time that Moses and Aaron confronted Pharaoh to ask for the Israelites to leave.
但是法老不只是不准他们离开，反而给他们很多的重担。
Not only did Pharaoh did not let them go, but he added a lot of burdens onto the Israelites.
所以这也是魔鬼也是这样哈。
And this is how Satan works.
那我们看第八章。
Let's turn to chapter 8.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
八章二十五节。
Exodus chapter 8, verse 25.
法老召了摩西亚伦来说：“你们去吧。”在这地祭祀你们的神。经过了几样灾殃以后啊，法老的心慢慢的就有点改变，想要妥协了。
After a few plagues, the heart of Pharaoh started to change and wanted to compromise.
但他说：“你们可以去拜你们的神，但是在这个地方拜，你不要离开。”
So he said to Moses and Aaron that they could go sacrifice to their god, but it has to be in the land of Egypt, not to leave.
说撒旦的工作就是这样。
That's how Satan works too.
一个人要信主的时候，有时候魔鬼会有很多的阻挡。
Sometimes when a person comes to believe in God, initially they'll face a lot of obstruction.
当一个人要信主、要受洗，都会受到很多的逼迫阻挡。
When a person wants to be baptized, he or she will experience a lot of obstacles.
以前在台湾的嘉义教会有一个弟兄啊。
In Jiayi Church.There is a brother.
这是那个蔡圣明，有一个蔡圣明直属的叔叔了。
It's the uncle of Deacon Tsai.
他们要来信主的时候
，When they were coming to believe in God,
他就在晚上聚会完以后啊，结果那个他祖先啊有一个像在那边，还有一个眼珠就要走出来。
After the evening service, they saw a picture of the ancestor whose shadow was coming out of the picture started walking.
那个像还会掉眼泪啊。
And the picture also.
其实这就是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
我们现在在澳洲有一个师父安传道。
In Australia, there is a preacher.
他是从台湾彰化去的。
He's originally from Zhanghua, Taiwan.
他的爸爸要来信主的时候啊。
Dad was coming to believe in Christ.
因为他们去受洗了，受洗完又回来那一天晚上。
After baptism, the night of.
那结果有那个青蛙一直叫叫整个晚上。
There are a lot of frogs that start to croak.
结果邻居的人就讲了。
And the neighbor said.
说你看呐、他们去信耶稣了、把那个祖宗的那个偶像、祖宗牌位通通把它烧掉了。所以祖宗在哭了，哭整个晚上，好凄惨哦。
Now look, they just believed in Jesus Christ, so they got rid of all their ancestral shrine and pictures. And look, their ancestors are crying the whole night.
这个苏传道的爸爸啊，第二天晚上，当那个青蛙在哭在叫的时候
，was the second night, the father of preacher Sheikh, when he heard the sound of the croak again.
他就那个手电筒那个电灯拿着就去找。找到两只很大的青蛙。
Found two really big fat frogs.
好几磅。 他回来就杀了进补。他说外邦人啊，有时候就是各样的啊迷信啊，这样来阻挡人信主。
Sometimes unbelievers would use these kind of excuses.
有时候这也是魔鬼的工作。
Would use excuses to obstruct people to believe in God.
后来因为神惩罚埃及人来以后啊，他们在灾难当中，法老就慢慢的改变他的心意。
After the punishments to the Egyptians, Pharaoh started to change his heart.
本来是说不可以的，不准你们离开。
At first he says, no, not at all, you can't leave.
他后来说好了，你们可以拜神啊，但是在这个地方拜神。
And after a while he said, okay, you can go sacrifice your God, but you have to stay in this land.
但是摩西说不可以，我们一定要走三天的路程，远远的离开埃及地。
And Moses says, no, we have to walk 3 days and to go far away from Egypt to worship our God.
埃及是一个罪恶的地方啊。
Egypt is a land of sin.
法老说可以了，你们在埃及拜神就好了。
Pharaoh said, "It's okay, you can just stay here and worship your God."
意思就是说，你们可以一方面拜神啊，一方面犯罪啦，在罪中拜神就可以了。
What it means is that we could continue to worship God while we sin.
啊，信耶稣为什么要那么认真啊？有信就好了。
Why do you have to pay so much attention to worshiping God? Just, you could do both at the same time.
结果在罪中拜神。
So they would end up worshiping God in
your sin. 虽然信耶稣，但是呢，行为跟一般外邦人完全一样。
Even though we have believed in God, but our actions are the same as unbelievers.
只是一个名字是信徒，但实际上，行为都不像。
We're just Christians by name, but our actions really don't show any.
这个叫做在埃及地。祭祀神啊。
This is what it means when you worship God in Egypt.
但是摩西说不可以。
So Moses says no.
我们要走得远远的，远离埃及地。
We have to depart from here, far away to worship our God.
再看八章二十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 28.
法老说啊，我容你们去啊，在旷野祭祀主你们的神，只是不要走太远。啊，求你们为我祈祷。啊，后来他又妥协了。好了，你们可以离开，但是不要走太远呐。
After a while, Pharaoh compromised again. He said, "You could go sacrifice in the wilderness, but don't go too far."
啊，离开埃及可以了，离开一点点就好，不要太远。
You could leave Egypt just a little bit, not too far.
哦，啊，虽然信主啦，还有一点像信主啊，啊，但是很多行为还是跟外邦人一样。
So even though we have been baptized and are believers, but we still have some actions that are not really.
所以有的人说有信就好了，为什么信得那么认真呢、啊、
？Some people say you can just believe in God and be Christians, but you don't.
那为什么要天天聚会
？Why do you have to go to church all the time, every day?
啊，吸烟啊，少吸一点就好了。
If you smoke, then you can just decrease your smoking time.
啊，喝酒啊，不要醉就好了，一点点没有关系嘛。
If you drink, don't get drunk.
那这个就是不要走太远了。
This is what it means by not go too far.
啊，虽然信，但是呢，行为上，啊，还是很多人不完全。
Even though we believe in God, but our actions are not complete.
但是摩西说，我们要走远远的，离开远离埃及地。
We have to leave and depart far away from here.
那在诗篇里面说，我们脚要常常站在我们的脚要常常站在圣殿的门内。
The Bible says that our feet should be inside the temple.
不要一脚站在门内，一脚站在外面啊。
We shouldn't have one foot in the temple and one foot outside of the temple.
啊，一方面要拜神，一方面又爱世界。
On one hand, we want to love God, but on the other, we want to love the world.
就是不太远啊，就是很近，跟埃及很近。
If we're doing that, then we're still very close by Egypt.
好像那个罗德啊，一搬一搬搬到索多玛去。
Just like Lot, when he moved.He kept on moving closer and closer.
我们要远远的离开。
We need to depart far away from here.
也不要像罗德啊，舍不得离开。
Don't be Lot who doesn't want to leave too far.
我们再看第十章。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十章十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
不可多去。你们这些壮年人去侍奉 神吧，因为这是你们要求的啊，于是就把他们赶出去啊。那里说你们既然要去，好吧，你们可以去，但是妇女孩子留下来。
Here Pharaoh told them that they could go worship God now, but only the men, the women and the babies have stayed.
啊，壮年人去就好了。
Just the men can go.
啊，不要都去。
Don't let all of them go.
啊，因为壮年人去，妇女孩子留下来，他们去了一下，又是会被，还是会回来的。
So if the women and the babies stay, then the men can go out to worship God, but they still have to come back eventually.
所以摩西说啊，我们所有的人啊，不管壮年、老的、少的、男女，通通要去。
So Moses says, whether men or women or babies and animals, they all have to go with us.
所以全家都要出埃及哦。
So your whole family needs to depart from Egypt.
我们在信主的时候
，When we believe.
啊，因为我爸爸生重病嘛，啊。医生说他会死掉，后来教会的弟兄姊妹来祷告，他好起来。
Because my dad had terminal illness, and when brothers and sisters in church came to pray for him, he was healed.
后来我们就受洗。
After that, we were baptized.
那个时候我祖母没有信，他就说大儿子大女儿不可以信，不可以去信。
At that time, my grandmother did not believe, and he said the first.Son and the first daughter cannot believe.
所以后来经过了大概二十几年了，我大哥才信主。
So the first grandson and the first granddaughter can't believe. Then after 20 years, my brother was baptized.
然后后来又经过了很久，我大姐后来才信主。
And after a long time, then my sister was baptized.
那所以啊，他们在还没信主以前就都受了一些苦嘛，哦。
Before they became baptized.They have to suffer a little bit.
所以有时候这也是魔鬼的工作嘛，不要都去啊，有些人去就好了，派代表就好了。
Sometimes that's the work of the Satan. He would tell us not to all believe, but just some of us believe.
我们有一个女执事啊。
We have a deaconess.
就是那个郭鼎顺长老的姐姐啊。
Elder Cole's sister.
本来他们住在屏东。
They used to live in Pingdong, Taiwan.
因为她的先生是长老会一个相当有名的牧师。
Because her husband was a pastor in the Presbyterian Church.
后来他们娘家啊，从长老会到我们教会来以后。
And because her own family came to believe in our church.
这姐妹她也信主了。
So she also believed in.
结果他们家就分两边。
So the household was divided into.
他先生跟孩子有一半是在长老会。
So the husband and the son would go to Presbyterian Church.
这个太太跟一些孩子是在我们真耶稣教会。
And the wife and some of the children would go to TJC.
平常啊，他们啊兄弟姐妹的感情都不错。
Overall the.They have good relationship with each other.
但是一谈到信仰上就争执。
But once they talk about doctrines and religion, they start.
所以一个家庭就分成一半一半。
So the family was divided into two.
因为先生是长老会的牧师啊。
Because her husband was a pastor of the Presbyterian.
那太太有时候星期，他们又住在那个长老会的那个牧师馆里面。
They also lived in the dormitory of the pastor.
所以星期日啊，这个长老会，这个牧师娘啊，他当然也要去会堂那边坐一坐啊。
So on Sunday, this wife also needs to sit into the chapel.
结果那个牧师在台上就讲，你们不可以听牧师娘的话。
And so the pastor would say during service to warn all the members not to listen to his own wife.
因为他是专门来偷牵羊的。
Because she is here to steal sheep.
因为她带了很多人到不来，每一个人要出五色克勒银子。
In order to redeem their firstborn, they have to pay 5 shekel of silver.
所以主耶稣出生的时候，因为他也是长子嘛，哦。
When Jesus was born, he was considered the firstborn.
所以他也要按照这个规矩啊，到圣殿里面去奉献。
So the parents also had to keep the same procedure and took him to the temple to offer sacrifice for him.
有的人说啊，犹太人的父母亲啊，父亲啊，犹太人的父亲，要为他的儿子做什么事情
So people say, what does the father of a Hebrew have to do with for his son?
出生第八天要为他受割礼。
He has to circumcise his son on the eighth day.
再来就是为他缴这个赎命银。
The next thing is to pay the redeemer silver, redeeming silver.
要把他献祭给神。
To sacrifice, to offer.
然后从小的时候就在家里要教导他们律法。
To offer him to God. And also he has to teach him all the laws.
还要教导他们一门技艺，生活，维持生活的技能。
And he also has to teach him one skill.
还要为他们主持婚姻的事情。
And also have to arrange his marriage.
好像亚伯拉罕重视以撒的婚姻呢。
Abraham really emphasized on the marriage of.
这都是犹太人的父亲的职责。
These are the duties of a father of a Jew.
不过我们现代人呢，很注重自己的意见。其实我们也要尊重父母亲的意见，在我们婚姻的生活上。
Nowadays, we really care about. We really care about what we think, but we also have to respect what our parents think.
所以这个头生的包括人跟牲畜要输出来归属神。So
the firstborn of the humans and firstborn of the animals.
目的要纪念神的救赎主恩。All
have to be consecrated to God to remember His salvation.
如果不输出来说像驴的话，要把那个头啊颈部把它打断。
If we do not consecrate the firstborn, then we have to.
不洁净的,
break his neck like a donkey.
都要用钱输出来,
otherwise,
用羊,
otherwise, we have to offer a lamb and with five shekels.
有残疾的就不可以献,
and you cannot offer anything that is any animal with blemish.
这都是告诉我们啊，我们现在都是做长子啊。 所以我们要过分别为什么的生活。
Now we are all firstborn of God, so we need to live a holy life.
常常纪念神的恩典。
We need to always remember the grace of God.
一生一世来服侍主。
To serve Him our entire life.
这到了13章呢。
And that's chapter 13.
13章后面呢, 以色列人就开始出埃及了。
At the end of chapter 13, the people were exiting. Egypt.
因为以色列人，埃及人呐，对以色列人说：“你们要赶快走啊，不然我们都要死光了。”
The Egyptians were telling them to leave quickly, or else they're going to all die.
法老半夜就把摩西找来说：“好了，好了，你们去了，去了。”
So Pharaoh summoned them in the middle of the night, tell them to go.
以色列人就在半夜当中啊，匆匆忙忙的离开埃及。
The Israelites left Egypt in the middle of the night in a hurry.
要离开的时候，众人跟邻舍要银子。
Before they left, they went to their neighbors to get silver.
所以他们就把埃及的财物就夺走了。
So they basically plundered Egyptians.
这老早神就说这些要给他们的。
And the Lord had already told them that's for them.
你看创世纪15章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15.
14节。
Verse 14.
创世纪15章14节。Genesis
chapter 15 verse
14。并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。所以他们要离开埃及，要出来。Here
it says that the Israelites will come out with possessions.
他们虽然在那边做苦工当奴隶啊，神为他们伸冤呐。要走的时候把财物都带走，这是他们应得的代价。
So even though they labor as a slave in Egypt, but God avenged for them and took them out from Egypt.
所以真的你人生不必太计较了。
So we don't have to care too much about details in this life.
神为你伸冤呢。God
will avenge for you.
有时候你自己计较啊，神就好了，你自己去争取就好了。
Sometimes when you try to take things into your hand, then God will let you do that.
那你不争取的话，神就替你争取更多更好。
But if you do not take it into your hand, then God would take it into His hand.
以色列人就把埃及的财物带走，离开埃及。So
the Israelites took all the possessions of the Egyptian and left Egypt.
他们出来的时候啊，本来有一条叫做腓力士地，很快啊就去到了迦南地。
Originally, they could have taken another path called the land of Philistine.
13章的17节说，非利士地道路虽然很近啊，神却不带领他们走那一条路。
And the land of Philistine, that's a quick way to get to their land of Canaan.
因为他们开始从他们所住的地方要离开的时候，神就用云柱火柱来带领他们呢。But
God did not want them to take that path. God sent the pillar of fire and cloud to lead them.
啊，云柱跟火柱不是两样东西啊。
The pillar of cloud and fire are not two different things.
有的画图啊，画一个云柱，一个火柱。
When people draw pictures, they usually draw one pillar of fire and one.
那白天是云啊，一朵云，好像那个香菇一样。
So in the morning, it's a pillar of cloud that looks like a mushroom.
所以在那个云柱底下，以色列人呐，可以在那里走路，因为云柱把它遮盖起来，凉快的。
So the Israelites would walk under this pillar of cloud. Because it's kind of cold.
那到了晚上的时候，它就会发光，有火。
And at night, this pillar of cloud would turn into a pillar of fire.
所以这个云柱火柱如果停下来，他们就在那里安营。
And so when this pillar stops, that's where they will stop.
云柱火柱如果继续走的话，他们就跟着走。
If the pillar keeps on moving, then they'll keep on moving too.
因为云柱火柱就是一表神的灵啊。
So the pillar of clouds and fire represent the Spirit of God. Leads them to walk in this wonderful way.
那本来说啊，非利士地很近，但是神不带领他们走。
Even though the land of Philistines are closer, but God did not want them to.
神把他们带啊，往南啊，跑到那个红海旁边呢。
God let them south to go to the Red Sea.
所以圣经里面说，神的道路高过人的道路，神的意念高过人的意念。
So the Bible says that the way of God is way higher than the way of men. The mind of God is way higher than the mind of men.
我们常常都想说啊，神啊，你给我这个，给我那个啊，都是我们想要啊，最好的，最方便的。
Sometimes we ask God for this and that, whatever that's most convenient to us.
但是有时候神所给我们的不是照我们所求的。
Sometimes God gives us not according to what we want.
因为我们现在叫一个世俗的时代嘛。 吃东西都要赶快哦，一下子哦，汉堡，一下子就吃饱了。Because
we live in a fast-paced world, and if we want to eat, we just go to a burger place to.
我们做什么事情也是希望马上做，马上看到成果。When
we do something, we want to see results right away.
啊，所以有时候我们遇到什么困难，我们也希望说，我马上祷告，马上有功效。So
when we go through difficulties, we pray and we expect God to. Do something right away.
但是这个好像那个非利士地很近。That's
just like taking the Philistines' way.
但是神没有带他们走这条路。God
did not take them through that way.
让他们绕道，走远路，走几十年才到迦南地。God
took them, let them through a detour.
所以神有时候带领我们的路也是这样。Sometimes
God leads us this way too.
因为你走非利士地。
We walk the fast way.
虽然很近啊，过去非利士人很会打仗啊。
Even though it's faster, but you may have to fight the war with Philistines.
啊，可能遇到敌人啊，又退回来了。
And when they face the Philistines, they might come back again.
因为以色列人那个时候还是乌合之众啊，没有组织的群众。
Because at that time, the Israelites are still unorganized.
啊，因为以色列人，神说这是神的军队。
God says that this is the army of God.
那军队没有训练啊，怎么像是军队？
But an army that is not trained is not really.
没有训练，怎么又会打仗？
If they are not trained, they don't know how to fight yet.
所以，既然是神的军队，神就要训练喽。
Since the Israelites are the army of God,
所以出埃及就开始操练了。
So God started to train them as they exited.
把他们带远的路，走到红海边。So
He took them through the long way to next to the Red Sea.
法老王啊，有人就告诉法老王说。 哎，以色列人逃走了。So
some people told Pharaoh that they're running away.
啊，法老说，哎，他们怎么没有经过非利士地，怎么走那里？啊，他们迷路了。So
Pharaoh thought, how come they didn't take the Philistine way? Maybe they are lost.
那是红海，怎么过去呢？
Why are they next to Red Sea? They can't get over.
所以法老的心就刚硬起来。And
his heart was hardened again.
所以他就带着精兵啊，他王宫里面那个。 最精良的兵啊，还有马车啊，就开始追了。So
he picked the choice men and chariots and started to run after them.
啊，结果以色列人一看到埃及的兵追来了。
When the Israelites saw the Pharaoh, saw the Egyptian coming,
所以他们本来要出埃及的时候是昂然如气啊，挺胸抬头啊，一点都没有惧怕，嚯，很神奇，这样来出埃及的。
So when they left Egypt, they left with such confidence, walking straight and tall, no fear at all.
埃及人呢，看到以色列人，嚯，个个都看到看到以色列人都觉得很伟大。
And when the Egyptians see that they're so puffed up.
说狗都不敢向他啊，吐个头舌头嘛。
Even the dog cannot show their tongue to them.
所以以色列人要出埃及的时候，一开始是昂然无忌的出埃及。
So when the Israelites came out at first, they really came out with no fear.
回头一看，埃及追兵来了。
But when they saw the chariots coming,
每一个人就又恐惧起来，又惧怕起来。
They started to fear again.
所以他们就开始埋怨了。
They start to grumble.
对摩西说啊，难道埃及没有坟地吗？
Don't we have graves in the land of Egypt?
你要把我们带到这里来，让我们死在旷野。
Are you taking us out here so we can die here?
我告诉你啊，你不要教导我们，我们留在埃及服侍埃及人，总比死在旷野还好。
I tell you, don't bother us. It's better for us to serve the Egyptians and die there.
所以我们有时候看到一个人的信心要建立真的很不容易。
So we could see that it is very difficult for a person to build up his faith.
神行了那么多的神迹啊，给他们看。
God has shown them so many miracles.
神怎么样拯救他们，他们都看到了。
They have seen how God saved them.
他们还昂然无忌地出埃及。
They left Egypt with such confidence.
但是一看到埃及来了，又吓得好像蚱蜢一样啊，真的。
Oh, but when they saw the Egyptian coming after them, they were so scared like a grasshopper.
啊，不是是错别字。结果他们就吓呆了哈。
So they were really afraid.
所以看到以色列人，真的一开始都没有什么信心。
So they lost their confidence when they saw the Egyptians.
摩西哈，我们看摩西讲的话，十四章十三节。
Let's see what Moses said to them, chapter 14, verse 13.
摩西对百姓说：“不要怕，主管战事。看，主今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见了。主必为你们征战，你们主管静默，不要作声。”所以以色列人所看到的就是埃及的金边，还有前面是红海，没有路了。
What the Israelites saw was the Egyptians coming behind them and the Red Sea in front of them. They had nowhere to go.
但是摩西说：“安静，安静，不要吵。”
But Moses said, "Don't be afraid. Stand still."
你们注意看，看神怎么为我们征战，为我们开路。
See the salvation of the Lord and see how God will save us.
所以这是有信心跟没有信心不一样的地方。
This is the difference between someone who has faith and someone who doesn't.